Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks. It is sports weekend here on Sports Overnight America. We are listened to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Ty Levine. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. We have an awesome show planned today. We're going to dive deeper into these NFL playoff games, Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Commanders, who we got, what we love on the spread, overs, unders, the whole nine yards. There's a lot of college football news coming out today that we're going to dive into as well. And the NFL coaching hires, most notably, announced Pete Carroll to the Raiders. We're going to get Giovanna's opinion, Marty's opinion on that hire, what it means for the Raiders moving forward, and their outlook as an organization. Cool piece of news today. For those who don't know, an 11-year-old pulled the Paul Skeens card, the rookie patch MLB debut card. We saw that the Pirates had offered season tickets for like 30 years, cash, meeting Livy Dunn, who's his girlfriend, the whole night, a ton of stuff for this card. There were other collectors offering $500,000, $750 million. The 11-year-old has made his decision. The card is going to auction, will go to the highest bidder. An 11-year-old from Los Angeles changed his life by just buying a pack of baseball cards. Kid will be a millionaire. And, you know, it's cool that he's out of Los Angeles as well. With all that cities went through, I have no idea if his family was affected at all. But whether they are or not, just an awesome story. And also, have you guys not seen the Kachikian brothers? They made history for Mesurah Bean High School in California, set state and national records. The two brothers, one brother's stat line, no points, 35 assists and 13 steals. The other brother, 102 points. No assists, and he shot 48 for 60. For if you don't want to do the math, I did it for you. 80%. He scored 102 points on 80% shooting, and his brother had 35 assists with 13 steals. That is one of the most absurd things that I've ever seen. Dylan and Nick, props to you guys. If you were not on the recruiting path thus far, if you had no one had noticed you yet, congrats, because you're certainly noticed now. Let's see if we'll see him on the college level. But nonetheless, I'm doing a solo segment with you guys. Up next, we're going to dive into some college football news and the NFL head coaching hires here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Weekend rolls on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
It's Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Happy Friday, folks. We made it through the week, and we are gearing up for an unbelievable weekend where everything is on the line in the NFL playoffs. Before we dive into that, because I want to save that for Giovanna coming up in the next segment, Ohio State coming fresh off of an unbelievable national championship run, the first national champion in the 12-team college football playoff era. We all agree there's a lot to be done with the seeding. I don't think that's much of a discussion. Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution believes that nothing will be changed in this upcoming season. I agree it's probably a little too early, but believes that we will see major changes in 2026. That's not what I want to talk about, though. What I want to talk about is that Ohio State, you'd think that they just won their national championship. They're going to, you know, enjoy it, get ready for next season, do some recruiting, you know, get some new recruits in, transfer portal the whole nine yards. Not so fast. They're right back to work. Why? Jeremiah Smith receives a $4.5 million plus offer to enter the transfer portal, while teammate Carnell Tate has been tempted with over $1 million offer. How about that? I mean, $4.5 million, I believe, is more than a lot of guys in the NFL are making. And while I will say it's probably deserved, I mean, college football has changed, man. And we all knew that, but $4.5 million to enter the transfer portal. I mean, my first thoughts on this are, how old is he? 18 years old, maybe 19 years old. $4.5 million sets you up pretty much forever if you play your cards right. And he got paid, obviously, I'm sure, a boatload of cash this season as well. Ohio State had a $20 million roster. But $4.5 million, bro, that's life-changing cash. Mom, dad, they don't ever got to work again. You probably never have to work again either. You go out next season, you hurt yourself, you're set for good if you play your cards right, of course. If you go and send it to the casino with the $4.5 million, probably going to have to get a job again unless you get lucky for an hour or two. But, I mean, this is just insane, man. And I'm curious, who made the offer? And is he going to take it? I mean, my gut says that Ohio State, I mean, they got cash at Ohio State. Don't get it twisted. They have money. They assembled a $20 million team. And I'm almost certain that there's no way that they're letting this guy go, because he was undoubtedly the best player in college football all season long. If he could go pro this season, he'd be a top five pick, no doubt. He'd be a number one pick if that team already had an established quarterback. So, you know, the Titans, they need a quarterback, so I don't think they'd be taking a wide receiver. But, man, oh, man, is this kid special, and he deserves that offer. Do not get it twisted. Every single penny is deserved. It's just crazy to me that that's where we are in college. And what's crazier to me is I'm curious how this will, you know, the saying is trickle down, but I'm curious how this is going to trickle up into these NFL contracts. You think these guys on these smaller salaries aren't going to be looking at this saying, there's dudes in college who haven't even made it yet, getting two times the money that I'm getting? Are we going to start seeing, you know, higher rookie contracts? Is that going to trickle up? But again, the thing with college for me is it just needs to be regulated. There's too much up in the air right now about, you know, when can these offers be made? When can players declare that they're leaving? There needs to be, I mean, very similar to what we see in soccer. There's a summer transfer window and a winter transfer window. There's certain days where it opens. You cannot speak with players before that. You cannot sign anyone before that. You cannot make moves before that. And there's a specific date when it closes, and that's it, and it's done with. Big fines if you don't follow it. Not that a lot of these schools or teams care, but it's just insane that, you know, Ohio State can't even go a week of celebrating without having to try and keep their roster together, because they got to keep him, I'll tell you that. If they lose him, I find it very hard to believe they're going to find someone just as special, probably even nearly as special going into next season. Some NFL news. I love, when I saw this headline today, I thought this was the guy that the Bears and the Jets should have looked to hire. It's Pete Carroll. Back in the NFL, the Super Bowl winning coach with the Seahawks, you all remember him from his time at USC as well. He's going to Las Vegas. He will be the Raiders head coach moving forward, and this could not be a better move for me. It's a no-risk play. You know what you're getting. You know what culture is going to be established. You know he's won before. You know what scheme he's going to run. You know it works. And look, do they have the best roster? No, but they now have a centerpiece to build around. And a lot of people think that the centerpiece is the quarterback and, you know, this guy and that guy on the roster. It's not the case. If you don't have a good GM and a good head coach and an owner that's willing to pay money, you cannot succeed in the NFL. You cannot succeed at any level of sport. The saying is the fish rots at the head. They say that for a reason, because if you don't got a head coach, you're not doing jack. And the Raiders just secured for themselves a sure shot winner of a head coach. And I got to tell you, I know that he's only a minority owner, but I have to think to myself that Tom Brady had a say in making this decision, because he's been around a winning organization. He knows what it takes. And the Raiders could have went and offered Ben Johnson a ton of cash. They could have offered Aaron Glenn a ton of cash. Mike McCarthy's out there floating around as well. They avoided that, and they brought in a guy who can win, and that is it. For me, by far, this is the best head coaching hire of this offseason so far, and I'm hard-pressed to believe that there will be another team that hires somebody better than Pete Carroll. Unless Mike Tomlin gets up and leaves Pittsburgh and gets hired somewhere else, which I'm not so sure I see that happening. I know there's been a lot of rumors about that. You know, I'm curious to see if the Eagles don't win, if they keep Sirianni around, if they get bounced by the Commanders this weekend. Let's see what happens there. I'm not a big fan of Sirianni. I thought that at some point in the season he should have been fired. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to say he proved me wrong, because this is where the Eagles were supposed to be with this roster, especially after they acquired Saquon and made the moves that they made in the draft on the defensive side. But unless Mike Tomlin goes somewhere, the Raiders have won the offseason. And now the question becomes, what do they do in the draft? Because I find it very hard to believe that they're going to go into this season, Pete Carroll's first season with the team, with Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. I find that very, very hard to believe. I believe, I'm pulling it up right now, I believe they're a top 10 draft pick, NFL draft order. And I said it yesterday, that yes, they have the sixth pick in the draft. I mean, mock draft-wise, there's a lot of quarterbacks coming off the board ahead of that. Shador, Cam Ward most likely will be gone by then, by this spot. But, I mean, we've seen this before, teams trade up, and they trade up a lot. If Tennessee makes it clear that they're taking Travis Hunter, I wouldn't be surprised to see Las Vegas switch with Cleveland, who's made it also pretty clear that they don't mind drafting a quarterback later in the draft. They feel that there's a lot of guys, Jackson Dart, a name that a lot of NFL scouts are believing can have a Jaden Daniels-like rise prior to the draft. Cleveland can probably take their, if they swapped with Vegas, if Vegas traded up to draft a guy like Shedeur Sanders, who's been rumored to go to Las Vegas. He's posted stories. He's publicly said that that's, you know, a team he wouldn't mind playing for. It's Vegas, and we know the Sanders and what they like. It's shining lights and action. I could see Shedeur going to Vegas. I don't know how much I love that move for the Raiders to build around a Shedeur Sanders. I personally am more of a Cam Ward fan. I actually would love if this whole little scenario that I'm playing out here happened, because that would mean that the Giants are most likely taking Cam Ward at 3, unless Tennessee does something crazy and doesn't take Travis Hunter. But the comment they made the other day about not passing up on a generational talent, I'm sorry. I think that Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are fine players, that they are great players, and they could have great NFL careers. That's not what generational talent means for me if I'm reading the tea leaves. What generational talent sounds like is a Heisman winner who plays both sides of the ball, who plays every snap. Although I do know the Tennessee Titans are in desperate need of a quarterback because Will Levis is not it, I wouldn't be surprised to see them. I mean, their comments make me believe that it's almost certain, and it's what the odds makers think as well. So if Travis Hunter goes off the board at 1, you know, it's all up in the air, and I wouldn't be surprised. Keep your eye out. Pete Carroll's in town. He means business. Don't be surprised if if Las Vegas trades up to take a quarterback to start the Pete Carroll era off with, because there's no way in hell they're going with Gardner Minshew or Aidan O'Connell to start the season. All right, up next, Giovanna Scroggins coming up here on Sports Weekend, presented by Sports Overnight America. We're going to dive into the NFL playoffs. Don't move. I'm your host, Todd Levine, and we will be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? okay? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get her in here. Giovanna Scroggins, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, Tyler. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We did it. We made it through the week. We are now 2 days away from what we've been looking forward to since last Sunday. The conference championship games are here. We got just two big ones. We got the rivalry between the Eagles and the Commanders, and then they're not division rivals, but I think it's safe to say after all the history that these two have had in the playoffs, you can call it a rivalry at this point. Chiefs and Bills. Chiefs are -2 favorites. I'm seeing this note here that Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy admitted that this game means a little bit more to him. Buffalo traded back in the draft, and what he believes that means is that the Bills didn't want him, and that he's playing with a chip on his shoulder on Sunday. That was prefaced with that his line is over 49.5 receiving yards. He averages 37.9. He's plus 1,200 to score the first touchdown, plus 190 to score any time, and to get two plus 1,400. Xavier Worthy revenge game, Chiefs win. Where do you go with this one as Kansas City is a 2-point favorite at Arrowhead versus Josh Allen and the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, that alone says a lot to me. And that's a dangerous man that you have that can not only catch a good ball, but get yards after catch. I mean, he's electric. And when he gets rolling, he's a hard man to stop. But, you know, I don't want the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. I don't even want to see them in the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl, I don't even think I'll watch, quite frankly. But Josh Allen can continue this MVP caliber of a season that he's having and go in and beat the Chiefs, which I think is more than doable for this Bills team, I'm sold. I'm riding the Allen train all the way.
Now, do you think that the Bills, if Josh Allen, look, they put up 27 against Baltimore. Kansas City has a significantly better defense. If we look at Josh Allen's stat line from the game against Baltimore, it didn't jump off the sheet. He was 16 for 22. He threw for 126 yards. He had two rushing touchdowns, but 10 carries for 20 yards. That stat line, does that beat the Chiefs for you, or are we going to have to see him go off?
Honestly, I don't think, when you look at his stat line, I don't think that game says it all. I don't think that was a very clear picture of what Josh Allen is capable and what the Bills are capable of doing. And I also think the Chiefs, you know, aren't really going to have a good game, quite frankly. I think, you know, if you can stop Patrick Mahomes and you can get him out of his element and you can kind of condense the pocket, not make him run, you can stop the Chiefs. And I think we've seen this time and time again with teams that are worse than the Bills that have come up very, very close and pulling off a win over the Chiefs. You know, it's been a very close game, walk-off touchdowns, walk-off field goals even. So just looking at that during this season, in my opinion, the Bills have a very good case and could easily go in and win this game.
So you're all over the Bills, plus 110 money line, +2 on the spread. Here's the thing, though, because I'm with you. I do not want to see Kansas City advance. However, and I'm on board with you as well. All season I've said, look, the Chiefs don't look convincing. These games are too close. They keep barely winning. But here they are. They're 15-2. And let's keep in mind that one of those losses was week 18 when they didn't have a single one of their main players playing. So for all intents and purposes, they've lost once this season. That was to Buffalo on the road. They're 8-0 at home. So obviously, they find a way to win. If they want to find a way to win here, what's the key? If Kansas City is going to advance and they're going to win this game, despite both, I agree with you. I'm on board. I think Buffalo's going to take care of business. I think they're long overdue, and I think they're going to win this game if they play a clean game and Josh Allen plays to his abilities. But what can Kansas City do to stop them?
they honestly have to kind of do the same thing. They have to make sure Josh Allen doesn't get rolling. I mean, he, in my opinion, has been such a weapon. Like, the fact that he had, what, two or three rushing touchdowns in the last game against, you know, the Ravens, and we've seen time and time again him getting rushing touchdowns, you know, getting in the end zone and making it work for him if, you know, nobody's open. I think he's going to be a very key factor for the Chiefs to look out for. If he gets rolling, you know, he's going to get in the end zone, whether it's himself or throwing it to, you know, one of his receivers.
All right, so you got Bills in the Super Bowl. The question of this Friday's episode of Sports Weekend is, who will they be playing, the Washington Commanders or the Philadelphia Eagles? The Commanders are traveling to Philly. They are six-point underdogs, plus 230 on the money line, over-under set at 47.5. Who are you rolling with? I know, just like myself, NFC East, that's our division. We got two of our rivals going up head-to-head. I know who I'm rooting for and who I'm backing, but I want to hear it from you. Who are you rolling with? Who do you like? Let's just talk outright winner, and then you can mention, you know, the spread if you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, outright winner, in my opinion, is the Commanders. I mean, we saw their last game between these two teams in the rivalry. Jaden Daniels pulled it off. I mean, they did exactly what they needed to do. A little bit of luck, in my opinion, but, you know, they pulled it off. I think that final score was like 36-33 or something like that. So if they can go in and essentially repeat what they did in that game, which was pretty recent, you know, I think the Commanders will take care of business. Jaden Daniels, offensive rookie of the year, you know, headed home to the Super Bowl.
We got to mention this because this is a very important thing to mention. In that game, the Commanders did beat the Eagles. They were at home, I believe. Jalen Hurts left very early in this game. I mean, he had four passing attempts, 11 yards. He had the concussion. Kenny Pickett played the remainder of that game. Saquon went off, 29 carries, 150 yards, two touchdowns. Jaden Daniels threw two interceptions. And Brian Robinson Jr. had two fumbles, lost both of them. And Deami Brown had a fumble. So five turnovers. They still won the game, which is, you know, that is an impressive feat. But the Commanders, in your opinion, if they lose the turnover battle, do they lose this game? Is that where this goes for you? Is it that tight of a matchup?
No, I don't think, no, not at all. And honestly, that's what, you know, I mentioned, you know, it was a little bit of luck, I feel like, on the Commanders' side when it came to that last game between these two teams. However, Saquon, like you mentioned, went off in that game and they were still able to pull out a win. They didn't necessarily have to stop him, but they were still able to kind of, you know, hone in his ability to run and you know, get touchdowns. He still had an incredible stat line. But I think looking at that fact simply, Jaden Daniels and his offense is a high-scoring offense. So, you know, if they can shut Jalen Hurts down, which in my opinion is very doable, then you're not looking at that much of a threat besides Saquon. And, you know, he's hard to stop, but if your offense is putting up touchdowns and putting up points, then you don't even need to look at that.
Let's play devil's advocate here, because I'm rolling with you here as well. I don't mean to just kind of agree with everything you're saying, but I'm going with the Commanders. That's who I want to win. However, to play devil's advocate, if Philadelphia is going to win, what do they have to do? And let's talk about, other than limiting Jaden Daniels, because that's, you know, look, that's going to need to happen no matter what. But in terms of, like, what they can control offensively, how do they win this game? What is the path? If you're Doctor Strange and this is Marvel Endgame, he famously says there's one scenario where we win. What is that scenario for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, in my opinion, it's getting all of your receivers involved. Like, A.J. Brown needs to have a good game. Devonta Smith needs to have a good game. Goddard needs to have a good game. All these people on your offensive receiving core need to have good games, and you have to get them involved and involved early. There's been games where, you know, Devonta Smith will have one catch, and, you know, the score is not great. And there's other games where A.J. Brown will have two receptions, you know, and the score reflects that. So if they can really get these receivers involved, I think their defense is decent. But if they can get their receivers involved, their tight ends involved, you know, they will also have a shot.
All right.
Let's say you're right. A
Commanders and Bills Super Bowl. How crazy would that be? And who are you?
That's
going
to the last time.
are you going? I mean, first of all, I would just look, I would be happy for both sides, both fan bases, but one would be just experiencing an unimaginable pain. If the Bills make it to the Super Bowl and don't win again, that's insane. The Commanders, I wouldn't feel as bad for, because they would have never expected this this season in a million years. But who are you rocking with? Who is your favorite to win the Super Bowl right now, as things stand?
I mean, if in my perfect world, I am rooting for Jaden Daniels, I think that is just, I love that story, right? Rookie quarterback comes into a dying franchise that just rebranded and takes his team all the way to the Super Bowl and wins it. Amazing story. But realistically, my favorites, now that the Lions are kind of knocked out, I'm rooting for Josh Allen. I'm rooting for Bills Mafia. I'm kind of riding with them right now.
I'm rocking with you there as well. I think the Bills have the best chance, best storyline. I don't think it's a question. I don't think anybody could disagree that the best storyline here is undoubtedly Jaden Daniels winning a Super Bowl in his rookie season, turning this Commanders team completely around. But to focus on, you know, just real quick, this game, I think the Commanders have to play a clean brand of football to win this. If they cannot have five turnovers in a playoff game and win this game, for me, that's just too much. But with that being said, Giovanna, we will recap these games. And, I can't believe that what we're going to be talking on Monday, it's going to be about the Super Bowl matchup and who we're going to see and what that's going to look like. So
yeah.
Until then, thank you so much. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I'm very much looking forward to recapping these games with you at the top of next week.
For sure. Me too. Talk to you soon, Tyler.
Absolutely. All right. Up next, we're getting them in here. Marty Terrell is joining me live. We're going to get his take on these NFL playoff games. We'll talk about some of the head coaching hires, which ones he likes, which ones he doesn't, and a whole lot more here on Sports Weekend, presented by Sports Overnight America, Geico, and Rocket Mortgage. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is
responsibly.
Welcome back to New Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. We are listening to you on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're going to bring on Daniel Ogden to chat some NFL head coaching hires, playoffs, the whole nine yards. Daniel, I mean, you're a Jags fan, so you got to be fired up about this. Liam Cohen hired as head coach. Before we get your take on it, we're going to give the listeners a little backstory of what happened. The Bucs offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, was rumored to have agreed to a new contract to stay with the Bucs. He was in negotiations with the Jags, didn't love their GM, said, if he's there, I'm not coming. They said, we're not firing him, so he goes back to Tampa, agrees to a new deal. However, pen was never put to paper, and as we know, words are words. Until the pen is on the paper and it is signed, it is open season and anything can happen. So what happens? Jags get rid of their GM, and Cohen, what the reports are saying is he's ghosted the Bucs, flies over to the Jags, gets the deal done. He's now their new head coach. They've agreed to terms. The deal is done. So he left him on red, Daniel. What are your thoughts? Liam Cohen leaves the Bucs on red. Tampa is losing their minds over losing this guy. And now he is the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, so I would say it's funny because I sort of was in the Joe Brady camp. Like, I was sort of hoping that's who it's going to be, but I think he's going to end up going to New Orleans. So I don't know that that was ever really an option. I would have been okay with Sala, but to get rid of Balky, to get rid of Doug Peterson and Press Taylor – they can literally just suck again next year, but he got rid of Balky. I think the fans are ready to build him a statue at this point. And it sounded like that was the guy that Trevor Lawrence wanted, which is probably number one in terms of importance.
Yeah, I completely agree. And look, I mean, the Bucs offense this year was great. They put up a ton of points. Their issue is mainly they also gave up a ton of points, and there was a lot of turnovers. Although Baker had a great season, had a ton of interceptions, and I believe led the league in fumbles. So, you know, look, you guys have Trevor Lawrence, who, you know, the jury's still out on. A guy the jury is not out on is Brian Thomas Jr., who's an absolute stud. Tank Bigsby is a serviceable running back. Let's see if you guys bring someone else in there. And obviously, the fifth pick in the draft. So, you know, with the fifth pick, what are you expecting from the Jags? Like, where are you looking to improve the most as a Jags fan?
Yeah, so the other thing is Evan Engram and Christian Kirk were pretty much hurt most of this entire season along with Lawrence. So they'll come back. I think that'll help everybody, including Thomas, who already just I mean, I couldn't be more happy with that pick. I knew he was good. I didn't know he was this good. I actually would like to see either a O-lineman. I don't know what the value is in terms of that pick specifically, but their biggest needs would be O-line, defensive tackle, and corner. So I would probably say, this might be biased because I'm, as you are as well, but a Michigan fan, I would be happy with Will Johnson. I think that's sort of where I'm leaning.
As of right now, Mock Draft USA Today has Will Johnson going to the Jags. Milwaukee Journal Centennial has Mason Graham, defensive lineman from Michigan. Also, Sports Illustrated and 33rd Team have Travis Hunter. I'm not so sure that Travis Hunter is going to slip to 5. That would be relatively shocking, in my opinion. Look, Will Johnson had a great season for Michigan. Great player. That would be a good addition to your guys' defense for sure. Let's talk about just head coaching hires in general thus far. We have Ben Johnson to Chicago, Aaron Glenn to the Jets, Pete Carroll today announced to the Raiders. In terms of those three, which for you makes the biggest statement in terms of the direction that that team is heading in, and who are you most confident in to turn it around? Because all three teams are terrible. We're going to leave the Jags out because obviously we just spoke about that. But Raiders, Bears, Jets, who are you most confident moving forward is going to really turn this around quickly?
So I would say the obvious pick probably is Ben Johnson, but I actually really kind of, as a sneaky hire, I really like the Aaron Glenn hire. He played there. He did wonders the whole season with a defense that had, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 guys. I mean, their whole freaking defense was hurt. So I really like that hire, and I think if they cut ties with Rodgers and sort of move on and like restart, and I think Aaron Glenn's a leader of men, and I think that I think that'll work out really well as long as they cut Rodgers and sort of decide to just, you know, reset and refresh and start over. The Bears one is a little odd to me. It feels weird for him to move within division. And he is kind of, his press conferences and stuff is giving me a little bit of Adam Gase vibes. So I don't know.
I actually knew that.
He was a great offensive mind. We'll see how that works out. But I sort of like the Aaron Glenn one actually a lot. And then Pete Carroll, I think for him, it just boils down to like what his staff's going to be, because he they'll probably have him bring in somebody that he sort of sees as his, you know, heir to kind of pass the baton on to, as he finishes out his contract. Cause I don't see him getting a second contract.
I agree. I don't think he's going to get a second contract there. Just, I think it's, he's going to be ready to hang it up. But for, yeah, I agree. The Aaron Glenn one for me, the only reason why I'm not in love with it is because this is what the Jets have done for their last two hires. Defensive coordinator to first-time head coach. The one that makes the least sense out of all three, I'm with you on this, is Ben Johnson. And look, I it makes sense because you can't... The guy was going to get hired somewhere because of what he's done with the Detroit offense. But it's very concerning, and you mentioned Adam Gase, and that was where my mind went as well. Because look at the situation that he was in Detroit. One of the best offensive lines in the league... two top 10 running backs for all intents and purposes. I think you're going to have a hard time arguing that. And unarguably, I think the best 1-2 punch at running back in the league. Jared Goff, who is a beyond serviceable quarterback. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Laporta, Jameson Williams. I mean, they were loaded with talent offensively. You go to Chicago, second-year quarterback, god-awful offensive line, an aging DeAndre Swift at running back. You have Odunze, who the jury's still out on. DJ Moore, massive ego. Keenan Allen, I mean, he's bound to miss half the season, as he pretty much always does with some sort of injury. And, you know, a defense that is okay, but not great. And for me, being an offensive coordinator is one thing. You watch film, you put together the scheme, and you only have to focus on the offense. As the head coach, you got to focus on everything. You got to lead the team, all the press conferences, you know, you got to hire the right guys for your staff. Drafting is a whole different ballgame as well as the head coach. I'm concerned. I feel as though if Pete Carroll were to have went to the Bears, it would have been a significantly better hire. But to focus back on the Raiders, is this now the division with the best coaches in the NFL? We have Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, and Pete Carroll all in one division. How about that? I mean, that's crazy, no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's I would not want to be in that division. I'm very happy the Jaguars play in the crappy AFC South. and since we're going through the whole coaching carousel, too, as well, the Texans firing Bobby Slovic today was really weird. I mean, yeah, they had sort of a down season, but, you know, he was getting head coaching interviews the season before, so I thought that was kind of odd. I think, I mean, if I'm Pete Carroll, I'd be on the phone with him. I would have already been on the phone with him today.
Yeah, that was an odd one for me as well, because, I mean, when push comes to shove, they won a playoff game 32-12, and then, you know, look, the Kansas City game wasn't the best display of offense, but you're playing Kansas City on the road with a very, very injured offense. They're treating this like they had their whole team healthy the whole season, from my perspective at least. They lost Diggs to a season-ending ACL, Tank Dell to a season-ending pretty much every part of his knee, got torn to shreds on the play against Kansas City. Nico Collins was out for 4 weeks this season. Joe Mixon missed time this season. I mean, what else was the guy supposed to do? I mean, they got to the playoffs in a bad division. I will say that, obviously. But this was a shocking move for me as well, and I think a little impulsive. I don't like it at all. But, I mean, let's see. They have all the pieces to be a very good team. They have a very, very good defense, and a ton of weapons offensively. I'm curious to see how they improve in this offseason because they're already pretty – I mean, Nico Collins for me is a top 10 receiver in the league when healthy, but that's, you know, part of the issue with the Texans team is staying healthy. Let's shift over. I want to hear your opinion on these games. We've heard mine. We've heard Giovanna's. Let's start Eagles-Commanders. Where are you going with this one? Eagles minus six. Are they going to win? Will they cover? Let's hear.
Yeah, I like the Eagles. I think they'll control the clock. They'll control the game. I think this is sort of the moment that Saquon's been waiting for his entire career. So, and I think he's ready to shine. I hate Sirianni. I'm not a fan of his. I'll definitely be sitting there rooting for Washington. And, you know, Daniels has not looked like a rookie in any way, shape, or form the entire season. But I think at some point, everybody sort of has a bad game. The Eagles have been able to get away when Hurts is having off games because their O-line's so good. Saquon's good. You know, the talent on the outside with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. But I think this is the game where maybe Daniels throws a pick or two. Or I could really see them going for it on fourth down multiple times and getting bit in the ass by it.
Yeah.
But then the Eagles could do the same thing. So who knows? But I like the Eagles for sure in that game.
I mean, when you think about it like this, because you mentioned this and it's a fantastic point, Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown for more than 131 yards in either of these first two games, and they've won them 22-10 and 28-22. So they don't need to, him playing well is a bonus. Like if he's balling out, A.J. Brown's got 100 yards receiving. You could, you know, if Devontae Smith gets 60-plus yards receiving, it's a blowout. In my opinion, because you know for a fact Saquon's getting 100-plus, and he's almost certainly scoring at least one, maybe two. If it's not two, it's because there was a tush push involved and Jalen Hurts got in the end zone. So I'm on board with you in that sense. I'm going to go with Commanders plus six just for the roll with my heart bet and because I hate Sirianni. But another very valid point, the Commanders go for it a lot on fourth down, best fourth down conversion team in the league. You don't get one of those. And in fact, in the game against Detroit, they went for it on fourth rather than kicking the field goal when it was 0-0, rather than taking first blood on the road. And Detroit went down the field and scored. So you cannot make those mistakes against an Eagles team that's this good offensively and can control the clock with Saquon. Shifting over, Chiefs, Bills, Kansas City minus two. Who are you going with? Who do you like to cover?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go Chiefs, but again, I'll be rooting the other direction. I just think it's in Josh Allen's head a little bit at this point. I like Josh Allen a lot. I love watching him play. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope James Cook has 150 yards and two touchdowns and they run all over him. But I don't know. I just feel like the whole season it's been set course for Chiefs Eagles and then I can basically not pay attention to the game as much as I normally would.
I mean, is there a game that would be more disliked by the general American population than a rematch of Chiefs Eagles in the Super Bowl?
I highly doubt it. I know Giovanna said Bills Commanders. I would love that. Bills Eagles. How about that?
I'll take Bills Eagles too. Chiefs Eagles would just be so annoying, man. It would suck, and it wouldn't suck. I mean, I'd still enjoy the game, and it would be good to watch. I'll be watching it, but man, like, America's game is Bills Commanders, so that's what I'm rooting for. I'm right there with you, Daniel. Thanks so much for hopping on with me. Up next, we're gonna do a 2-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Here with your host, Ty Levine. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Time for the two-minute drill. What I have chefed up for this two-minute drill is a little touchdown score parlay for the AFC and NFC championship game. And it's a spicy one, folks. I'm telling you now, it might sound a little wonky up front, but hear me out here. I picked one guy from each team. I got Austin Eckler for the Commanders. Look, he catches the screen passes, and he runs down the field. He's done it for years. He's been a fantasy monster, and he's important to this team. I love Austin Eckler to find his way into the end zone. They're going to be all over McLaurin. They're going to be all over Brown. He's going to slip out, catch the pass. They're going to have a spy on Daniels, maybe a little run-pass option, pitch it off to Eckler, and he gets it in. That one, we got Jalen Hurts. I expect Saquon maybe get tackled at the one, a little tush-push in there. Josh Allen, he's going to go off. I'm telling you now, this is his year. Bills to the Super Bowl, I'm all over it. I love it. We've had enough of the Chiefs, three-peat no more. Maybe next year, sign Tyreek Hill back, and then you know Chiefs win again. Josh Allen will beat the refs and the Chiefs. And then lastly, Xavier Worthy, revenge game. Bills passed up on him in the draft. I think that Andy Reid's going to be aware of that. He's going to want to have a big game. It's plus 35.11, $100 pays 36.11, 25. Folks, thank you so much for listening for the last hour here on Sports Weekend. It's been an absolute pleasure. I am very much looking forward to getting back with you guys on Monday and looking ahead at Bills Commanders Super Bowl down on February 9th. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here on Sports Overnight America. talk to you Monday, folks. Next hour, replay. If you missed it, stay tuned in. See you guys Monday.